In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Bill Griffinstead, National Program Coordinator for the USDA Boll Weevil and Pink Bollworm Eradication Programs. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've got the entire states of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Kansas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California are all weevil-free now, and some of those states have been so for nearly 20 years. In the remaining areas, we have just a few weevils left in Mississippi and in Oklahoma. And although we have some infested areas in Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, large portions of those states are finished as well.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As we move toward national eradication, we're developing a nationwide post-eradication plan, and that will include minimum standards for trapping and treatments. And at the National Cotton Council's annual Boll Weevil Action Committee meeting later this week in Memphis, we expect this nationwide plan to be approved by the full committee. At that point, as we achieve nationwide eradication, the trapping rates can be greatly reduced, and this should reduce the growers' post-eradication costs considerably.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As we make these adjustments in trapping densities across the country in the next few years, we want to make sure that we maintain our ability to react quickly and effectively to any reinfestations. So the overall challenge we face is we want to reduce program costs as much as possible while still maintaining an adequate safety net to protect what we've all accomplished by working together.